40 years ago, on April 25th, 1967, Colorado brought forth to this nation a new law dedicated to the proposition that all men are no longer created equal. Now we are engaged in a great cultural war, testing whether this nation, which routinely destroys the lives of innocent pre-born babies, can long endure. On April 25th, please join Colorado Right to Life to commemorate the millions of lives killed by abortion, because our state passed the first law in America allowing children to be killed for the crimes of their fathers. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address about our God-given rights and why they are far superior to any law written by man. Join us at 1:30 at the state capitol on April 25th to prayerfully put an end to the bloodshed. Stand with Dr. Keyes and Colorado Right to Life as we work to reestablish legal protection for all human life, from fertilization through natural death. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. My name is Brian Rohrbaugh, and I have the privilege of setting in for Bob today. I'm the president of Colorado Right to Life, and some of you may know me from the tragedies at Columbine almost 8 years ago. So where is Bob? Well, Bob is actually here working on Focus on the Strategy 2. So for almost 40 years, we have been told to elect Republicans, and they will end abortion for us. So abortion first started on April 25th, 1967, right here in Colorado, when a Republican governor signed into our law the ability to put a child to death for the crimes of his or her father. So there's been a strategy to end abortion, all of us recognizing that abortion was wrong, but that strategy has said if we elect Republicans, then we will get Republican judges, and when we get Republican judges, eventually we'll get a Republican Supreme Court, and they will surely overturn abortion. So we have reached the pinnacle of that strategy now in George W. Bush. Under his term, we've had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican President, and a Republican majority in the Supreme Court. So now we've ended abortion, right? And all this because we did what the pro-life leaders promised us would end abortion. So you say, wait a minute, abortion hasn't ended? Well, then, of course, we must continue with this strategy, with this failed strategy. Well, now you get the basis for Focus on the Strategy too. And I would encourage you, if you can, to attend this. Bob's giving this presentation tomorrow night, Thursday, April 12th, at Fellowship of the Rockies Church, 1625 South 8th Street in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And tickets are $30 for an individual, $50 for a couple. And I would encourage you, if you can't afford that, please come anyway, because there are people in this ministry that will pay that cost. And this is so vitally important. I hope you can attend. There's an awful lot going on in the pro-life world right now. There's the event coming up for Life Commercials, and they're going to honor Joe Scott. And you can go to their website, lifecommercials.com, and find out about that. Of course, Colorado Right to Life has the 40th year anniversary commemoration, or perhaps memorial service would be a better way to put it, that we're holding on Wednesday, and that's Wednesday, April 25th. That commemoration is going to have Dr. Alan Keyes. It's also going to have Bob Enyart speaking. We're going to have Flip Benham speaking and Judy Brown from American Life League. This is an event that I pray you will come to. It is so vitally important because we're going to talk about the strategy of how to end abortion. We're going to look back on what's been done, and we're going to look forward onto what we now must do. And then on April 27th, I'm going to be speaking at the Mountain Area Pregnancy Center. This is their annual fundraiser. And this is a really important event to me because one of the most tangible things that the pro-life world has right now that we can show as a success in what we're doing is really twofold. The people that go to the abortion clinics and plead for the lives of the babies, they are one form that we can see our successes. The other are the pregnancy resource centers. And Mountain Area Pregnancy Center is in my backyard, and these people are great. The work they do is so vitally important, and every year there are real living babies saved because of the work they do. Not to mention there are hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, that are touched and affected and helped by the work they do. And so, you know, I'd love it if you could come to that, if you're available that evening. The cost is really very fair, and it's a great dinner, and it's at the Evergreen Lake House. And so you could call them, and their phone number is 303-674-5881. And you can make a reservation there, get more information. The tickets are $45 a person. And I'm going to be talking about some of the things that have taken place in my life, and I hope that you'll join us there for that. Earlier this year, in January, we had our annual March for Life, and Gino Geraci was a speaker, and those of you who attended probably remember just how tremendous a message that he gave. Well, right before his message, we had a special musical guest by the name of Lindsay Morton. And she is a young Christian artist, and her music is absolutely stunning. She has songs that always honor God. And she is particularly powerful in the pro-life movement. And I am privileged to have here with me Lindsay as a guest. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you so much, Brian.
You have two CDs out now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in both of those CDs, I've listened to them, and I absolutely love them. You honor God in such a tremendous way, and they're uplifting to listen to. They're very serious topics, and yet you bring to the music something that is so compelling. You have written a song called Child of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet I have listened to this song 100 times. And every time I find it so powerful and so important. I think it should be the song to represent every pro-life mission in this country. It's that powerful.
Well, thank you.
And so I'd like to talk to you specifically about that song.
Okay.
And I was wondering, could we go through the words of the song, and
yeah,
then I'd love to play it for the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first verse.
Before, do you mind if I tell
sure.
the story?
Oh, yeah, by all means, please.
Okay. I wrote this song. It's called Child of Mine, and I want to just give you the background on it. I was working in Starbucks, and one of my coworkers came in one morning, and she had a big smile on her face, and she came into work, but she was complaining of a stomach ache. And I just thought she had a normal stomach ache and just told her to toughen up and get on with life and everything. And she went on throughout the day to continue to complain about it and then mentioned that she'd been to the doctor that morning for this stomach ache. And I thought that was kind of strange that you would go to the doctor for a stomach ache. So I asked her, I said, what's wrong and what happened that you had to go to the doctor? And she kind of looked at me and just said, I didn't tell you last night at work. And I thought, no, you didn't tell me. And she leaned forward and she whispered into my ear and she said, I had an abortion this morning. And my heart just dropped into my stomach. And honestly, I didn't even know how to respond. And right after she said that, I turned to my register because I had a customer and I just started crying to this customer. And this young girl had walked behind me into the Starbucks bathroom, the little one-stall Starbucks bathrooms, and I found myself walking behind her into the bathroom. And she opened the door, and I stepped inside, and I looked at her, and I just said, are you okay? And she said, yeah, I'm fine. I just don't think about it. And I've talked to so many women who have had abortions that say that that's what they used to say. They used to say, I just don't think about it. And I want to encourage you, maybe if you're listening right now and you've had an abortion, think about it. There's a psalm. I just have to read this real quick. Psalm 32 says, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. And that is the biggest lie from Satan, to tell yourself not to think about it. And we serve a big God and a faithful God. And I looked at this girl, and I talked to her in this bathroom, and what I ended with is I wrapped my arms around her, and I told her, if you forget everything I've ever told you, that's fine, forget it, but never ever forget that Jesus loves you, and he died on the cross for you, and she said, I'll never forget that. I went home that night, and this was the outcome of that event, was this song, Child of Mine.
And that is such a powerful story, and sadly, it has been repeated so many times. Mm-hmm. Throughout this country, throughout this world, and so many people have been deceived by the lie.
Absolutely.
And have been hurt, and they carry that burden with them their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go to the first verse.
Yeah. I'm just going to read the words. Okay. The first verse says, did you look into his eyes tonight? Did you hold my orphaned child tight? Was he beautiful through all the pain, despite the shame? When he cried aloud and called my name, did he wonder why I never came? Does he know of all the sleepless nights that I've cried to hold him tight?
And that is so incredibly powerful. And the line, despite the shame, that is such a telling statement. Mm-hmm. Because what must it be like for a child to be in the
Absolutely.
Presence of God and deal with this, of what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so your words capture that beautifully, and it expresses the very reality of what we're talking about in such a powerful way.
Mm-hmm. The chorus goes on, and it says, are your eyes as blue as mine? Don't you know of all the days I wished that I'd go back in time just so I could call you mine and see your face? And then it goes on in the next verse. Did you receive her in your arms tonight? Did you robe her in a dress of white? Was she shameless standing in your sight, my child that has died? Please forgive me for this thing I've done. Please return to me my daughter and my son, and fill this empty hole inside my soul and make me whole again.
Wow. That there is just so much in those words. There is so much pain and so much anguish and absolute reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. And
yeah. Well, and another thing, too, when it says, did you robe her in a dress of white? And I was reading in Revelation when the martyrs receive their white robes. And I was writing it out actually today, I just kind of put that line in there, but it just hit me like these little babies are martyrs and they're being killed to cover up a sin.
Well, that's right. And the symbolism is absolutely fantastic with being robed in white.
Mm-hmm.
That adds so much impact to it. And of course, you're right. We are in a spiritual battle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the ultimate rejection of God is to ignore his command of do not murder. And when the people were sacrificing their children to Baal,
mm-hmm.
God said it never entered his mind, he wouldn't think of it. Mm-hmm. Yet, unfortunately, many Christians attribute every wicked thing that happens to being the will of God. And that's clearly not the case. We sin, we fall short of the glory of God. And the more we're influenced by Satan, the more wicked the things are that we do. And it's the ultimate rejection of God to murder innocent children. And for a country to say that you can legally do it is utterly wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so appreciative of the work you're doing.
Yeah. The chorus goes on once again, and it says, are your eyes as blue as mine? Don't you know of all the days I wished that I'd go back in time just so I could call you mine? Can't you see through all these tears? Can't you see me face my fears? The pain that's still burning inside from my child that has died. Don't let me die like I have done. Let me stand before your son. He'll hold my life up in his hands and show me mercy for these sins. Don't let me go through what they did. Don't let me go through what my children did.
Wow. This is so important and so true, and it reaches out and it really grips at your heart because it puts in perspective. One of the great lies of the people who promote abortion is that you have the legal right to do this and that it's a woman's right. The reality is that it's a curse on women and they carry this with them. And you point out rightly that there is forgiveness in Christ.
Amen, absolutely.
By repenting of our sins, there's forgiveness in Christ.
That's right.
But the burden is still very real.
Yeah.
I'd like to play this for the audience if we could.
Wonder why I never came.
that is so powerful that it needs to be heard, and it's so important in just to state the truth and to reach out to a hurting world.
Mm-hmm.
This song really does that. It mm-hmm. opens up the ability to think about the past for so many people,
mm-hmm.
and it answers the question of how can I live with myself?
Yep.
And it's through forgiveness in Christ.
Absolutely.
What's the name of the album that this is on?
Writings of a Glove. And there's a little story behind that as well. Corrie Ten Boom, when she would go around and give her talks, she would do this really cool analogy of she would hold up a glove and she would say, "This is you." And then she would hold up her hand and she would say, "This is Jesus Christ." And then she would stick her hand inside of the glove and she would say, "This is you filled with the love of Jesus." And I guess the way that I would see myself is I can't take any credit for what God's doing through me, and I'm just a glove for his hand that he's orchestrating it all. And gosh, all glory goes to God all the time.
Well, that's clear in your music that you present it that way, and you humble yourself, and you present this. It's so honoring to God, and it's so impressive to me. And I would like to tell people how to get these CDs. You've got two of them. The other one's named Umbrella.
My Umbrella.
My
yeah.
Umbrella. And I have them both. I think they're both great. One of the things that impresses me about this music is that it's timeless in that it reaches to young people.
Mm-hmm.
It reaches to old people. It is such a pleasure to listen to. And so I would love it if the audience would. We always ask on this show, every time I'm on this show, I ask you to support Bob Enyart Live because of the importance of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to continue to do that, of course. But I would like to tell you that this is a gift for yourself that really is beneficial. If you want to buy a copy for your kids, for yourself, for your parents, it really is timeless, and I think it's great music.
Mm-hmm. You can get the CDs through me personally. I have a website, and it's www.lindsaymorton.com, and I'm going to spell it because my name's kind of spelled different. It's LindsayMorton.com, and you can go there and order them.
And on that website, I've been to it. You also have a calendar of events.
I do.
And you travel all over the world
mm-hmm.
and present your music
mm-hmm.
and are involved in worship services. You just came back from Israel.
Uh-huh.
How was that trip?
Oh, gosh. It was so amazing. It was, it was really humbling. My aunt came with me, and me and my aunt were, she was speaking, and I was leading worship for a women's tea. And I mean, there was just, people from all walks of life there. There was a prostitute, a Muslim. There was a Greek lady with a Greek Bible, which she was like a walking concordance. It was amazing, but it was so cool to be able to take Christ to his own people basically. And, it was just an awesome time. It was very cool in Israel.
Well, that sounds like a great trip, and you get to fellowship with like-minded people
and
lead other people to the Lord. So, it's fantastic to do that. And there are several other songs on this that I think are just incredibly impressive. I like the song Holy. It's a great praise song.
Yeah.
And I should let people know that you are going to be involved as one of the special guests at the event at the Capitol
mm-hmm.
on April 25th.
Yeah.
And that starts at 2 o'clock. And you're going to be providing the music for us.
Which is such a huge honor. I'm very excited for
that. And we're blessed to have you. We're so pleased that you're in town and willing to do this. And then Dr. Alan Keyes is going to present the keynote message. And he is absolutely fantastic. To listen to him,
mm-hmm.
he really deals with the issue of where we've elevated man's laws above God's laws.
Yeah.
And things like the right to life, they're not provided by our Constitution. That is a God-given right to life.
Yeah.
And the best our Constitution can do is agree with it. And unfortunately, through abortion, we've seen it, just really become almost a worthless statement. Because once mm-hmm. you have abortion, then, of course, you have all the other bad things that go wrong with it.
Yeah.
Go wrong in the country because of it. My son was murdered at Columbine High School, and I believe that's a direct link to abortion. Mm-hmm. Because when you compromise on God's enduring command of do not murder, then, of course, what won't you compromise on?
Yeah.
You'll do absolutely anything. And so when your own government puts a law forth that says you can legally murder an innocent child, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that undermines everything in society, mm-hmm. and it causes a moral decline and creates a moral vacuum where the price is always paid by the most innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're fighting for, what Colorado Right to Life is fighting for, what you're fighting for, Lindsay, is to establish the personhood in our laws for every single person and take that around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the moment of conception, you are a person.
Absolutely.
And that's where we have gone so wrong in our philosophies in fighting against the pro-abortion enemies that we have, is that we've forgotten it's always a person. We can never compromise that. Never, never, never. Thanks for joining us at Bob Inyart Live.
On April 25th, join Colorado Right to Life as they remember the 40th anniversary of the first abortion law ever passed in America by Colorado. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address at 1:30 at the state capitol. Then join Dr. Keyes, Judy Brown, and Flip Benham at a special dinner Wednesday evening at Maggiano's. Tickets are $100 per person and will sell out. Be a part of this special evening with Dr. Keyes, Wednesday, April 25th. To make your reservations, call 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394.